Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. What? What are they playing the Borgata thing for? It's Thursday. Because we're here, Al.
Yes.
At Borgata.
Beautiful.
Not where we normally are, which is the Gypsy Bar location in this amazing facility. No, no. Today we have moved our spot right in front of the Race and Sports Book. I have already tweeted out photos, Al, of the new signage.
Yes.
Because at 11 a.m. today,
11,
there will be the first legal bets ever taken in the state of New Jersey.
Cool.
With the one exception being the governor's doing it at Monmouth Park a half hour before. But then I have already been told, Al, that I will be here at Borgata number 3 in line.
Cool.
I'm the third person.
Why
that
third?
Who
vote.
Beat you out?
Yeah, it's a couple of big names. I got the president of the Borgata. It's a ceremonial thing.
Okay.
And then a huge, massive Philadelphia sports figure who will be on this show later.
Cool.
But who is so exciting, the people here have told me not to announce it yet.
Okay.
They're fearful that when they hear the name, people in their cars will careen out of control.
Okay.
So I got to pace this out so that I get, you know, people are awake for a while, and then I'll tell you who is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling a lot of other people are going to be here. There are people who have waited a very long time for the opportunity in our area to place a legal wager on a sports event.
Yeah.
And that will happen this morning. It will happen here because I'm very proud. We have represented Borgata for 15 years. We were coming to the Borgata doing our shows here 3 months before it opened. We were surrounded. We were on a construction site for 3 months. And now here we sit on a historic day. And I am thrilled to be able to tell you that Borgata is the first casino in Atlantic City taking legal sports bets today. These guys saw it coming, got it ready, and are rolling it out before all the other guys are ready to do it. And we're right here to see it. Al, I already snuck through. There's a little barrier there. I snuck right out there and checked out the tote boards.
There you go, right up
there.
I'll
be honest with you. I got annoyed.
Why?
Now, understand, and I talked to Brian Brennan, who is a PR.
He runs the Borgata. He's Mr. Borgata.
He kind of runs it, but he doesn't want me to overstate it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Do you know the Eagles, even though they're Super Bowl champs, are only third on what you can bet today? If you want to bet who's going to win the Super Bowl 2019, there are two bets where the odds, they think they're a better chance. The odds makers think a better chance than the Eagles.
I would think the Patriots and the Steelers.
No. You know, Patriots, just because they're perennials, Tom Brady, Bill
Belichick.
They're in
that division. And
although, I'll be honest with you, the Eagles are better than them. I think they proved that at the Super Bowl, but that's okay.
Well, the problem is getting there.
The other one blew my mind. It's in our conference. I get 6-1 odds, not 8-1. I get 8-1 with the Eagles, right? So I get
eight times
my money. Mm-hmm. 8-1, right? Wow. So if I bet 100, I'm guessing. I don't have all the details. I'm not real good. I get around 800 if they won.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I bet 1,000. I get 8,000. Nice.
Right?
And Brian said, so that's it, right? So here's the thing, though, Al, right? The Rams, 6-1. Excuse me? We beat the Rams in L.A. with a quarterback who got hurt his knee in the third quarter.
Hmm.
We still won the damn game.
Quarterbacks,
how the hell are they ahead of us?
Quarterback's pretty good, and they did load up in free agency in
wait a minute. You're on their side.
No, I'm giving you a reason why somebody might be thinking.
When did you become a Rams fan?
I'm not a Rams fan.
Sounds like you are. Right, well,
I'm just giving you some information.
And
you
you're
know,
getting
Mr.
on my nerves,
the Steelers weren't ahead, huh?
Right,
they lost,
But, Al, here's what I want to do today. because I am. I got to tell this quick story. So my wife's tucking me into bed last night. It's like, you know, around 6, a little
tucking
after 6.
You into bed.
She tucks me. You know she does that. I've told you that many times. And she looks me in the eye, mm-hmm. and she goes, are you going to have a problem?
A problem.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Why? What happened?
And she said, no, I've been very excited about the Borgata, the sports book, the whole thing. I love sports. Oh, well, the last time we went on vacation.
I got to go to the bathroom.
The last...
Well, I know after yesterday.
Why are you ruining? This is the setup. Why are you ruining that?
After the thing you told me yesterday,
I didn't have to go to the bathroom. She said to me, "This was a really kind of tender husband-wife moment."
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she says to me, "Are you going to have a problem?" And I went, "What do you mean?" And she said, "I've never seen you this excited about anything related to gambling."
Oh,
right. Because I'm not a huge guy. No. I walk by the slots every day. I'm not the guy who stops and does all. And I said, oh, no, this is not going to be a problem.
No, it's not.
This is going to be a windfall.
Yeah, because it's not about gambling. It's how smart you think you are.
No, not think.
Why do you?
Stop. I heard you throw the think in there.
That's what.
No, Al, what I love about legal sports betting, and everyone listening to this show is in the same boat I am. This is not truly a game of chance.
No.
It's a game of chance which includes special knowledge that we possess as hosts here at WIP and the listeners do.
Well, it is a game of chance for the casino. Because
they're looking at me different today.
Well, no,
they see me as a threat now.
Casino is risking,
I'm a threat now to the Borgata.
Casino is risking more than you.
They are.
They are because they... This is the one thing, if you are somebody that's going to put money down, they don't have an edge on you as they do on a machine.
No, this is, I may have an edge on them.
Yes, that you may, yeah.
I may have an edge on them.
Yeah.
And I believe, Al, that, I mean, come on, have I not demonstrated the storehouse of knowledge that I bring on a daily basis?
Yeah.
I will utilize that. Al, I was telling Brian before, in a couple of years, Al, you know, they have professional gamblers. You may see me here on a daily basis.
Said he was going to put your name at a spot.
Like a bunch of other people around me, and I'll be entertaining them with my wit and knowledge.
Yeah.
That's about time.
Brian is already pondering banning me.
Anyway,
bottom line is it's a very exciting day.
It is.
And I got to say that Governor Phil Murphy, who is up in the northern part of New Jersey, he will be casting the very first bet.
What would he think it'll be Giants or Eagles?
No, he's not. I don't think
he's
Eagles.
He's a Giants fan, isn't he?
I don't. North Jersey.
Oh, that's right. He's a Patriot.
That's right.
Fan.
He's a Patriot. He'll probably, his first bet will be on them winning the Super Bowl.
Don't do that. Don't be like Christy.
You got to watch how you do the
bet. Okay, like Christy be behind him in Dallas.
And now he was talking a little early this week about what it's going to be like to have legal sports betting. That's very good. And he this is hard for me to do because I hated his predecessor, Chris Christie. But giving the devil his due, and I mean that when I say devil, all right? Because he was a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Chris, this is really more than anyone in America, the doing of the former governor, Chris Christie.
Yeah.
He became obsessed with getting this. And I think his main thing was Atlantic City because they need a little shot in the arm, and he thought this would be a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And he did. But Phil Murphy is getting a lot of the credit for it, and he talked about how this is going to change everything in this state.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.